Hey guys, and welcome to the first ever Love Like Oceans podcast. I am here with Josh, who would like to know a little bit more about what we do here at Love Like Oceans.
Thanks for accepting my call. I was wondering what your main goal is with the company.
Yeah, so right now our main goal is, this is more of an evangelism project. So we have a lot of outlets in which our employees can express themselves creatively. So we have a comic, and you'll hear from the comic writer a little bit later. And that comic is basically a message that has been taken and put into an original story to explain kind of Jesus's love and how much it abounds. We have music, which is pretty self-explanatory, you know, different songs, original songs, and we have one cover. It's a punk cover of a song called Waves of Mercy. And then we have our fabrication team, who makes different products, stickers, bags, temporary tattoos, coffee mugs, pens, all that good stuff. Definitely tote bags, really cool stuff. And then we have our web team, who compiles everything and makes everything work. So, do you have any other questions? Is there a group that you'd like to hear from first?
Nope.
Do you have any questions? Anything you'd like to know more about the company?
No. Thank you.
Sweet. All right. Okay, Josh, do you have any questions regarding the company?
I would like to hear what each individual group has to say about their part, and yeah.
Thank awesome. You. So I think what we'll do is I'll just call everyone in, and we'll just kind of go down the line on what people do. And yeah, thank you, Josh, for attending this podcast. All right, I'm here with Jose, who is one of the lead members of our web team. So Jose, can you explain to me a little bit about what you've been doing?
Well, as part of the lead developers of the website, I've just been adding more descriptions to the teams, products, stuff we're doing, fixing pieces of code here and there that we just need to alter. But yeah.
Can you explain a little bit about the overall aim of what the website aims to achieve?
Well, I think the website is definitely going to help with the evangelism aspect by, you know, spreading the message online, having a main hub to display all of our information, stuff like that.
Okay, sweet. And what kind of content is going to be put on this website?
We're going to add YouTube links to music videos, also whatever music the music team is making, list of all the products. We already have the social media links all the way down at the bottom, so we'll just go from there.
That's awesome. And you said that this leads kind of into the evangelical aspect of the project because it creates a hub that people can go to and see all of our programs. Is that pretty much it?
Yeah, that's the idea behind website other than just displaying all the information.
That's awesome. And how do you think it's going? Are you satisfied with how it's coming along?
No, not at all, actually. I think we've been waiting on every team to send us something.
Are you satisfied with how the website's turning out?
I'm overall satisfied.
Awesome. Looks like that's all we have time for. Thank you. All right. So I have Xander here, who is part of our media group, helps out with the music and among other things. And Xander, I'm just going to ask you a couple questions about, you know, what you do here at Love Like Oceans. So what's your main focus? What do you do in the music and media department?
Lately, we've been working on 4 different projects, one of them being Love Like an Ocean, our first original song, which is also going to be converted into a music video. Mm-hmm. We're also working on 3 more. One of them is called Sea, and it's going to be a instrumental for this podcast. We're also going to have Undeserved Tide, or whatever we're going to call it. It's a rap song that we're also working on. There's also Shore. It's more of a pop R&B song that we're working on. And we just need to lay maybe 2 or 4 more verses for that. We're also finished working on the sheet music for Love Like an Ocean, and we'll probably start working on the music sheet for the rest of those projects. But we're working very, very hard on those 4. And I know that Ben is also working on his part of the project, and that is
it's a punk cover.
That is a punk cover.
Yeah,
it's gonna be really awesome. Yeah,
That's awesome. So you said you'll have 4 original songs in total?
Yeah.
Sweet. And besides songs, what other kinds of things do the media group do?
Well, so far, they're all working on videos too. So we're in the process of editing our first music video. That's the Love Like an Ocean one. We've filmed at the beach. We try to do some scenes in Hawaii during band tour, but we've mostly done stuff at the beach. Some B-roll was also filmed with the boys during one of our open beaches. And then we're in the process of editing, correcting the image, doing color correction on it, and then just adding the song in the background and making it look crisp for everybody to watch.
Sweet, that's awesome. And how do these songs, original songs, music videos really contribute to the message of our company?
Music has a very good impact in people. It controls their mood. Depending on the music you listen to, you're going to be either happy, sad, introspective, or extrovert. Sometimes music also can prepare the heart for the message. That's the whole purpose of worship, and that's why we sing before we have sermons and other things. It just brings the atmosphere to a different level, brings you to a different realm. So that's what we're trying to accomplish with our music.
Sweet. Awesome. Thank you so much. So yeah, that's the brief explanation of our music team by Xander. Okay, I am here now with Jacob Balkin, who is a member of our research team, who's done a lot of research for, I'll just let him explain. So Jacob, what has been your biggest role on the research team?
Well, I started off with the first half of my research being exclusively on the comic with Paul Wiedemann. I was helping him brainstorm ideas and get the mythological history as accurate as we could get it. And then I helped one of the artists with something to help draw something up so it was nice and accurate. And then after that, I was told, hey, we need help building a tabernacle. Will you help us? So I said yes, and I drew out all of the schematics for it, and now I am helping build it.
Are you building this tabernacle to scale, and did you research the scaling? How did that go about?
Yeah, we took the size. So the whole thing is measured in cubits in the books that we used to research it. So we just did 1 cubit equals 1 centimeter and measured off of that, because that made it so it's just a 1:30 scale, nice and simple. We don't have to do any hard math to figure out what's what size. We can just draw stuff up into centimeters.
Sweet. How do you think that your research and your creations with the tabernacle relate and or contribute to the overall message of this company?
Man, that's a real good question. You know, that's a great question. I think being able to create a tabernacle and make it look good for the most part can really show like what it looks like, because not a lot of people know what a tabernacle looks like. I didn't know what it looked like before this. But I think being able to have a model of it so that people can actually see what it used to look like,
it gives you an accurate look into the past and into the Bible.
It'll help you visualize like what it looked like. And we have scale model of people too, so you can see about how tall certain things would be and about how big they would be.
Okay, that's really cool. Thank you so much, Jacob. That's pretty much all we have time for. Keep working hard. Okay, now we have Angel from Fabrication, who's going to tell us a little bit about what he's been doing for our project and for our company. So, Angel, what has been the primary thing that you've been working on for the past couple months that we've been doing this project?
The primary thing I've been working on is the game board.
And could you elaborate on what the game board is a little bit?
So the game board is based off like the game Chutes and Ladders, except we are making the theme more about like the comic. So the game is going to technically match the comic a little bit.
Okay, sweet. So what is the theme of your game board? Could you describe that a little bit? Like maybe what it looks like?
The theme is like when I looked at the comic, I just looked like pirates and ships and stuff. So the game board layout is like a pirate map.
Okay.
From start to finish is like going up like rivers and then going down like rivers, but like your ship broke, so like you have to go back down and like kind of fix the boat or something.
Sweet.
Yeah, okay. Something like that.
Yeah, so it's like a cooler, more piratey take on Chutes and Ladders. That's awesome.
Yeah.
How do you think that kind of coincides with the like biblical message of this program?
Honestly, I haven't thought about that.
All right. Well, yeah. Looks like that's all we have time for. Thank you so much.
Okay. And now we have Paul from the comic section. So, Paul, I want you to tell me, what is it that you're actually doing?
All right, so I am the writer for our company's comic. My job is to essentially take Bible stories, take themes from Bible stories, you know, redemption and great controversy and forgiveness. And my job is to write a completely original story with those themes.
Paul, how does this comic kind of relate to our biblical aspect of this project? And what kind of messages are you hoping to send out from this comic?
Well, like I said earlier, this is a completely original story. The goal of it is to convey different themes of redemption and forgiveness. And you can also see ideas of the great controversy throughout the story as well. You look closely.
Well, that's awesome. So, Paul, who's been doing most of the artwork for your project? Do you have someone helping you with that, or are you doing that yourself?
Oh, that's a good point. I don't do any of the art. I am simply the writer. I create the
mastermind.
Story. Yeah, I create the story, and then I have a team of 4 or 5 artists working very hard to do artwork. I come up with panel layouts, dialogue, what happens in one page to the next, what happens in each panel. I do all that, and then I have artists taking care of artwork.
That's awesome. And how would you say you're satisfied with the comic?
Very satisfied. It has turned out a lot better than I had anticipated. It is. I'm very proud of this story that I've created, and I hope others can enjoy it as well, as much as I do.
Well, that's awesome. I'm glad that you're proud of your work, and I'm glad that everything's going great. So, I think that's it for the comic group. Thank you so much, Paul.
And I think that's a wrap from all of our groups. Josh, is there anything else you'd like to ask? Anything else you're wondering?
No, I think that was really good, and I'm glad I got to stick around and hear what every group is doing. And I would like to keep in touch with you guys and maybe work some financial stuff out.
That sounds awesome. Thank you so much for being here, and appreciate you. And as for the first Love Like Oceans podcast, this is the end of it.